Welcome to Joel Machshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Ayim B'Yakov Sholom, and Lam B'Sitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Beis, tells us, how do we know the Mechusar B'Godim, a Kohen who is working without clothes, how do you know that he's Chayav Miso? So the Gemara learns in the Pasuk that says, Chagat Moisam Avnet Arnuvonov, the Chavash Shalem Mikboyz, you put the belt, you put the hat, V'Oysor Lahem Kuhuno L'Chuk HaSoylon, they become Kohanim, Bizman should bigdem aleim kunosam aleim. Ain't bigdem aleim, ain't kunosam aleim. They only kohanim when they're wearing the clothes. If not, they're zarim. V'homar ma'a zar sheshimish remiso. If they're a zar, they're remiso. So Tois asks a question, which is brought down already in the Ramban and Chumash, that we already found a miso mefereshes that says belvish sabgodim. Because it says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Tetzaveh, it says a selam ichnasei vad lechsoyz besar hervo. We have to put pants on the hervo, and it says over there they should put it on the kohanim when they go to do avoido. Velo yisu avoin v'mesu. It says clearly if they don't have the pants, they're chayav miso. So answers to it says that's only gabe michnasayim. Michnasayim it says miso, but sharp godim it does not say miso, and for that I have to have a special limut. Now what's the difference between michnasayim and sharp godim? How do we understand this? So many of the Mefarshim and Chumash mention it, but the one who says it clearly is the Meshech Chachmo. On the earlier Pasuk, in that same place, the Parshat Tzaveh, it says, Ulivnei Aaron ta'aseh kotonos, to do with clothing, vasitz lehem avnetim, belts, umigboyes, and you have the hats, ta'aseh lehem, lechovoit ulesifaris. So the other three begodim that a Kohen has, except the pants, it says on it, lechovoit ulesifaris. The pants, it says on it, lechasos besar ervo. So it explains the Meshech Chachmo. When you're talking about Michnasayim, Michnasayim is to prevent a bizoyin. If someone is not wearing a Michnasayim, it's davar mevuzeh, it's a disgrace. In order to prevent a bizoyin, you put a Michnasayim. But the other clothes is not to prevent a bizoyin. The other clothes is to do lechavod ultiforis, is to have covered, is to have something which is great. You don't have it, you don't have bizoyin, you're just missing lechavod ultiforis. And that's what the Maharal and the Gurayir there explains. That's why all the other clothes, it's mentioned for Aaron the Kohen alone and for the other Kohanim alone. But Michnasayim is mentioned together. Why? Because Michnasayim is not a covered with the Tiferes where there you have a difference between Kohen Godol and Kohen Hedrit. It's only to take away a Bizoyan. It's all equal for all the Kohanim. And maybe based on this Yisoy, you can understand another Nekudo that has to do with Mechusab Godim. Because the Mordechai in Gittin, Remez Tafsa Mechalef, he brings that there was a Kohen, a Talmud, that was helping and serving Rabbi Nutam. So they asked Rabbi Nutam, how do you do that? But we know that someone who's Mishtamish Bekehuno, it's called a Me'ilo. You're not supposed to use a Kohen. So he answered Rabbi Nutam, don't worry. Today they don't have Big Day and Malay. They don't have the clothing. Only when you use a Kohen with a B'godim, it's a Me'ilo. But if you use a Kohen without the B'godim, it's fine today as well. So they asked him, so all the other gedushas that Kohen has should also be gone away. Why is a Kohen not allowed to be metame lemes? Why is a Kohen not allowed to marry a grusho? There's no gedusha then because they don't have the clothing. So the Mordechai there says that there's a Rishon named Rav Peter that he answered that there is gedusha on a Kohen, but the Kohen can be moichelit. So therefore the Kohen can be serving a Rebbe. So the Ma'am Sheikh and our Chaim Simon Samech asked the question. Says the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Asir Lamed Beis, says clearly that a Kohen cannot be moichel on his covet because it's not his. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kula gedolah lekelis olo, acher shu lakcham ubecharam lavoidoso lakriv korbanosov. It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu the covet. So how can he be moichel? So answers the Ma'am Shink in the name of Chasa Sefer that what Rav Peter meant to say is this nekuda. When a Kohen is a time based amigdosh, and he's wearing the godim, so then it's not covered for himself, it's covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he cannot be moichelet. But now that he don't have the godim, so now the cover is for himself, so then he could be moichel. So what Rabbi Peter said is really applying, connecting to what Rabbi Nutam said. It's bizman shen bigdeim alayim, then there is a mechila. But the question is, how did he answer the question? What about other things? Can a Kohen be moichel in his cover and marry a grusha? Can a Kohen be moichel in his cover and be metame lemes? But according to the Meshech Chachma that we just mentioned, according to the Yisoy that we see in our Sugyo, Efshar, that's the Pshat. A Kohen can be moichel on a kovet which is lechovet ul tiforis, something which is elevating the Kohen. So that depends. Big day Malayim, it's not his. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ain't big day Malayim. So then that covet is something that belongs to the Kohen himself. But a Bizayin is something else. That's a different limud. It's a different pasuk. And a Bizayin can be something that a Kohen cannot give up. For a Kohen to be mitame, or for a Kohen to marry a Gusha, it's a Bizayin for him. It's a disgrace for him. That will be have a different din. So it comes out that Bakoyin, there's two inyanim, there's Kovel Tiferes and there's Minias Bizoyin. That applies in the clothing, and that applies also in terms of what he can be mevater Bazman Hazeh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to watch school, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.